Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's 8:50 on Morning Edition and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Buying interest for deliveries over the weekend and next week amid tightening supplies is expected to result in steady to $1 per hundredweight higher bids for hogs across the Midwest today. Terminals are called steady in a very light volume test with tops from $42 to $44. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $42. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, April 12th, negotiated swine purchases were 12,747. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $55.50 to $67. The weighted average, $62.93, a gain of 23 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $41 to $53.30, the weighted average $49.64. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $15,623. The base price range was $56 to $66.89, the weighted average $63.15, a gain of 53 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $40 to $52.60, the weighted average $49.74.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather, AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And over the last few days at the board, Ed, there's been some discussion about how the weather system might play out over the weekend.
Well, what's the discussion? What are the concerns you're hearing about? And I'll address them.
Well, it seems to be, where will it kind of peter out?
This next weather system,
yes.
Where will it peter out? I think that the precipitation is going to be very light over the northern half to two-thirds of the Corn Belt. The main precipitation will go across Missouri, the southern half of Illinois, southern Indiana, and Kentucky. Now, the system is going to intensify as it gets closer to the East Coast, so parts of Ohio are going to probably get rain and snow from this as well. So the Ohio River Valley is going to get soaked, and that's going to bog things down there for a while. But as you go farther to the north, very little in the way of precipitation is expected across northern Illinois, Wisconsin, and Iowa, and Minnesota. Now, of course, some of those areas got snow earlier this week. Some of those areas are still snow-covered, and it will take some time for the snow to disappear, but we're not going to add on to that anymore. So the bottom line is, with this system, it appears the southern Midwest, mainly the Ohio River Valley, is going to get it, as well as some of the far eastern portion of the Corn Belt. As we go through the weekend into early next week, I don't really see field work progress happening anywhere because of either what fell earlier this week or what's coming this weekend. Now, beyond that, the long-range models have been all over the place, so we want to consider things with a grain of salt. I can tell you this. It does appear that next week will be a little bit drier in general. There may be still some weak systems to go through, but in general, I think there will be net drying across the Corn Belt next week. So that will be beneficial for getting a little closer to planting. I also see temperatures starting to warm up just a little bit, especially as you get into the western Corn Belt. And that will help start the increase in soil temperatures. But it's not going to be a dramatic warm-up. This is all going to be very slow. But maybe that's what we need after the dramatic warmth and then dramatic cold. Maybe things need to be just a little more gradual. So that's what we're looking at here as we look to next week. I think as we look at the rest of the month of April as a whole, there's still the concern that temperatures are going to be trending on the cool side of average. So we're not going to see that dramatic warm-up. to really speed into the fields and rapidly get everything done here, at least short term. But I do see maybe a little bit drier conditions moving into the Corn Belt here over the next week or two, with the exception of looks like a storm or two for next weekend and the week after. So not ideal conditions. That means everybody's still going to be watching the weather day to day, and that's how the markets are going to be impacted. Now, we do have out in the Plain States, it's been wild out there, I'll tell you, for the wheat coming out of dormancy. We had the really warm weather, really wet weather. Texas and Oklahoma, you know, in the last month have picked up well above average precipitation. And then it got cold. We had the freeze across Kansas, and temperatures going below freezing even south of there. But it appears that maybe Kansas is the state where the most impact will have occurred. Now there's a snowstorm out there. There's a winter storm warning for eastern Colorado, northeastern New Mexico, all of western into central Kansas. And then there are snow advisories for south central Kansas, the far northern portions of the Texas Panhandle, the entire Oklahoma Panhandle, and parts of northwestern Oklahoma. And even into eastern Kansas and northwestern Missouri, there are advisories for wintry weather as well. Same thing for parts of southwestern Nebraska. So some of the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt is going to get a snow cover here. Don't know what impact that will have on the wheat, but some of it out of dormancy, some of it greening up. Now it's going to have snow on top of it. So just that's going to add to the mix as well. Meanwhile, the system's going to miss the northern plains. The northern plains appears to be drying out some, and the northern plains spring wheat belt will be warming up, so maybe some planting will get underway there. It does look like some showers, light showers, will be moving through there around the early to middle part of next week, but the spring wheat belt looks like it's going to have favorable conditions. Lastly, I'll just comment on the Delta and Southeast. It does look like this next weather system is going to produce some locally heavy rain in the Delta here, today into tomorrow, especially tonight into tomorrow, and some of that will go into the southeast, so some heavy rain and thunderstorms there as well. That's the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 484, up a half last trade, up one. July, 483, up a quarter last trade, down one. May wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 461 and three quarters, up 3 3/4. Last trade, up 3 1/2. July, 476, up two. Last trade, up 1 1/2. May corn opened at 360 and 3/4, up 2. Last trade, up 1 3/4. July, 373, up 1 1/2. Last trade, up 1. December, 388, up 3/4. Last trade, up 1 1/2. March, 398, unchanged. Last trade, up 1 1/2. May beans opened at 738, down a quarter. Last trade, down 1 1/4. July, 755 and 3/4, down 3/4. Last trade, down 2 1/2. November, 785, up a half. Last trade, down 2 1/4. May soybean meal open at 201.50, up 60. Last trade, down 40. May soybean oil open at 32.65, unchanged. Last trade, up 14. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Vince Renicky of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Vince. Good
morning, Dave.
Question I have for you is this week's price action. And we've been in kind of a little bit of a decline here for many of the sessions this week. What does it imply to you in terms of where traders want to come back next week?
You know, as I discussed that similar point with somebody in Chicago yesterday, his comment was, well, things just don't necessarily feel the strongest here. You know, it's like we go down and we hit some buys, and then we go down a little farther and we hit some more buys, but you know, nothing's holding us here. And then we traded back a little higher, or you know, we kind of caught ourselves yesterday ahead of the close in corn and wheat in particular. And so I guess what I would offer is that I think we reacted pretty quickly early this week when we talked about weather and the impact of weather the frost freeze that we had on wheat that maybe had any impacts on corn. That reaction probably took us a little higher than we needed to be, or than what we needed, you know, what the market stepped back and thought we needed to be. And then we have spent the rest of the week dealing with that. And so I think that's what we've seen most of this week. And how will that carry into next week? You know, Dave, I think that's anybody's question. And I think the real question is what weather will do at this point. As we talked a little bit earlier, I think there will be some field work next week if we don't get rain/snow this either today or tomorrow, and just how this weekend treats us. And you know, but if we would catch a decent amount more moisture over the weekend here, that might create another little bit of excitement early in the week next week.
Your calls off the opening bell, sir.
You know, I think that similar to last night is where we've got to stay here this morning. I look for corn to be a little better just with the a little bit of change in forecast and the thought that we might get some more moisture. Likewise, wheat, you know, we had a little bit of a frost here again last night and some skepticism as to what kind of impact that will have on the wheat. So, I mean, that could be the leader here today, a couple three higher in wheat. And then beans, beans are battling with some pretty stout technical support at this point, but they keep toying with it, wanting to break through it to the bottom side. So, I would look for beans to open down a little bit, probably retest some of that, and then we'll see what happens on that retest.
Thank you, Vince.
Have a good day, Dave.
You too. Vince Reneke of Strategic Farm Marketing. You're listening to WILO Urbana. We join the BBC in progress.
Thank you.